Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Maura.
With the Chatterbox Podcast.
And this is the podcast at Q-Lips where we chat about anything that's cultural or popular.
Or fun and exciting. Like gossip and music.
For sure. And if you want to see the transcript for this podcast or more explanations or quizzes, go to our website, qlips.com, and sign up for our lip service. That has all the information in there.
Exactly. So it's just C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Yep, that's our website.
Exactly. And it's great, so you should go see it.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about a really exciting day.
It is a very fun day.
I think we both love it.
Yeah. Halloween.
Halloween, exactly. Yeah. So Halloween is celebrated on October 31st. Mm-hmm. Always the same day, regardless of what day it is in the week.
Yeah, the last day of October. Mm-hmm. It's become a pretty international holiday. I wonder if anyone out there celebrates Halloween.
Yeah, and maybe people do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, the costumes are usually part of it, or... Yeah. The ghosts and witches and scariness.
Maybe there's different games you play. Write us. Tell us how you do it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about North American Halloween.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of Halloween?
Well, to be honest, when I was a kid, my favorite part definitely had to be the candy.
Yes. So how do you get candy for Halloween?
Well, you have to dress up in a costume.
Okay.
You can choose whatever you like. Could be something scary like a witch or a ghost, but you can be a princess. Or when I was a kid, I was a punk in the 80s, you know, for probably 5 years in a row. I dressed up as a punk, you know, fluorescent clothes, crazy spiked hair.
Yep, I know. I know what you're saying. I think most people use the same costume more than one time.
What did you used to dress up as?
My best costume was when I was a TV.
Oh,
it was awesome. I got this cardboard box, and I cut out a piece for my head, and then I put tinfoil on the front, and I had little antennas coming from my head. I think I have a picture that maybe I'll put on the website.
Nice.
It was the best costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. It was very difficult to wear, but it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you get dressed up in any costume you want. And then you walk around in your neighborhood going to every door, ringing the doorbell, and then you say,
trick or treat! Are we going to do the whole song?
Okay, there's a song that we can sing and we'll sing it for you. Yeah, you ready?
I'm not really good at singing, so don't get mad at me.
Okay, ready?
Okay, I'm ready. One, two, three.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Not too big, not too small, just the size of Montreal.
Which is hilarious because we now live in Montreal.
I know.
But it's the same, I think, all across Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Just because it rhymes with the word small.
Just small, Montreal, yeah.
It rhymes with small, so we choose that city.
Yeah, exactly. So basically you sing the song, well... Most people make you sing the song, I would say. Yeah.
At least you say trick or treat. That's usually enough.
Yeah. So you ring the doorbell, you say trick or treat, and then people give you candy.
Yeah. It seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I know. You don't have to do that much work. Really, you just walk around your neighborhood, ring the doorbell, and you get candy.
Yeah. Another thing that we do at Halloween is we make jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lanterns. I love them. So basically, it's a pumpkin that you've carved... out, so you take all the seeds and all the insides out, and then you carve a face on it, and then you put a candle in.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so on Halloween, because we go door to door to get candy at night, people put the jack-o'-lanterns outside.
Yeah, I think it's because not everyone gives candy. Jack-o'-lanterns are a good way to know when people are going to give you candy.
Right. So some people, you're right, some people don't participate, so you don't go knocking on their door.
Exactly. But if you have a jack-o'-lantern, you expect to give candy. Yeah. You are expected, for sure. And I always remember that when I was young, if people gave a full chocolate bar those are the houses that you go to more than one time. You know, change your costume if you can.
Yeah, for sure. And then there are some people that would give you something healthy, like raisins. Yeah, and
or an apple.
Yeah.
Who gives apples? I'm on candy.
Yeah, those are unpopular.
No, for sure. Yeah. So some other games that you play for Halloween. They always talk about
Bobbing for apples.
Yes, bobbing for apples.
Yeah.
Did you play this ever?
Maybe a couple times.
Yeah, I played it when I was young. I'm like maybe younger than 10 years old.
Yeah, so what it is they get a really big tub full of water, and then they put apples in the water, and the apples float. But when you try to catch the apple with your arms behind your back and just your mouth, well, what happens, Harp?
It's pretty funny. Yeah. Because it's very difficult. You're putting your head in the water, your head gets wet, your hair gets wet. It's really not very hygienic, which is maybe why people don't do it anymore. But you're trying to get the apple, and I never got it.
Yeah, it's really hard. Another thing that we have is haunted houses.
Yes. And so sometimes it can even just be like a room that you call the haunted house. I remember in my school, in my elementary school, they would make one classroom into the haunted house. And so they would put things like grapes with no skin, like the peeled grapes, and call them like eyeballs. And then a plate of spaghetti was brains and, you know, make it scary and it would be dark and you didn't know where you were going. And,
In haunted houses, they always try to scare you. They're dark. Yes. With maybe people there chasing you.
Yeah.
It's all for fun, but it's scary at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I think there were like houses, older looking houses that everyone thought were haunted. And
for sure. Yeah. And so Halloween is mostly for kids, but then you get a bit older and you still celebrate sometimes.
Yeah, I think so. The last time I went trick-or-treating was when I was 18. So it was too old, but
usually people stop around maybe 13, 14.
Yeah.
Then it gets to be strange.
Yeah.
But when you're older, people celebrate by having costume parties because people still like to dress up, but then they just go to a bar. Or last year, Robin had a Halloween party and it was really fun. Everyone dressed up in crazy costumes.
Unfortunately, I was unable to go last year, but I'm trying to get him to have another Halloween party this year.
Yeah, we'll get him to.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can post some pictures, and if you're out there listening and you're in Montreal, maybe you can come.
Yeah.
So I think that's about it for Halloween.
For sure.
So that about wraps it up for our Chatterbox this week.
If you're going to celebrate Halloween, happy Halloween!
Trick or treat!
No, I'm just joking. So we'll see you later. This has been Maura.
And Harp.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.